How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Again, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is glad to bring you another of your programs by Pat O'Daniel and his original Hillbilly Boys.
The biscuits, Pappy, when you're there, write a card or a letter. Oh, dang, dang, it's Hillbilly Man.
Yes, sir, it's these Hillbilly Boys back to bring you another 15-minute program. And try our best to entertain you. And we're going to start our little program off here with a good old instrumental tune.
Yeah, good old instrumental.
Little Mixie Wixie is going to start it off, and all the rest of the boys are going to chime in as they say they're going to. They're coming around the mountain. Boys, that was mighty fine indeed. That was all these hillbilly boys coming around the mountain. And you know, you may be using a brand of flour other than hillbilly, and it may be giving you satisfactory results. Then you say, why change brands? Well, there is a reason why you should change, a good reason. If American citizens did not change their customs and habits, our nation would not have advanced as it has. We would still be driving oxen and sleeping in the barn. Curiosity causes us to make new discoveries. Ambition causes us to want better things in life. American citizens continually change and advance. Therefore, change to Hillbilly. You may discover better biscuits, breads, pies, and cakes. We predict you will. Try it. Change to Hillbilly the next time you need flour.
Please pass the biscuits, Pappy.
Thank you very much. And Leon's pointing around here about something. Oh, I see. Leon's going to sing Clouds.
Drifting through the sky, while while I wonder why my love ever said goodbye. The night was young, the breeze was warm and tender. What a fool was I to know. I gladly gave my heart in sweet surrender to learn that love was meant to come and go like snow-white clouds floating through the night. Speaking of a love that was heavenly, a love that could never be mine. Young, the breeze was warm and tender. A fool was I, but how was I to know? I gladly gave my heart in sweet surrender to learn that love was meant to come and go like snow white clouds floating through the night. Speaking of a love that was heavenly, a love that could never be mine.
Say, that was mighty fine. That was Leon, our Texas songbird, singing Clouds. Well, I believe we're going to have Leon and Horace come up though right now and give you a harmony number. You know, it's been so long since we heard Horace and Leon singing together. Horace is in his corner. Leon's in his corner, and they're ready for the gong to come out together to try to get along on this number. The voice in the old village choir. I wish you'd come up here and read this poem next week, will you?
Yeah.
You gonna read? The name of it next week.
I mean
to read it today.
Oh, I see. I want a little music.
Well, let's go.
Give me back my greenback dollar.
Each week we close a chapter in the book we call Our Life. It is filled with joy and laughter, or is it blotted up with strife? Each one writes his own life story in the deeds he does each day. Each will reap full measured glory if his game has been fair play. But remember, friends and listeners, if your problems have been Greek, don't give up. Be brave, courageous. Set the world on fire next week.
Thank you very much for making Wiki. And I believe all that background, we should have put that off to next week, too. Anyway, a little making Wiki, reading a little poem entitled Next Week. And, I believe we're going to have a good a number coming up here by Horace, the little lovebird. And he ain't... Horace isn't going to sing this next week. He's going to sing it today. It's going to be Horace, the little lovebird, singing Rancho Grande.
Allá en el Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. ¿Qué voy a hacer tus cazones? La mula susa el ranchero. Los comienzos de lana. Cabo de cuero, allá en el Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía, que voy a hacer sus tazones, amo la susa el ranchero, de los comienzos de la de.
Thank you very much, Senor Horace.
That
was mighty fine, but Horace took up all of our time for this last number that's coming up. Well, I'll tell you, here it's again, friends. This is Battle Daniel and all the Hillbilly Boys saying so long.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by the real Hillbilly Band. I like bread and biscuits, big white fluffy biscuits, Hillbilly South, your Mexican band. So we sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you stay. Please pass the biscuit, Pappy. And we'll be better. Write us a card or a letter. Oh, dang, dang, you feel pretty bad.
When we ask you to demand Hillbilly Flower, some people think, well, they're not talking to me. But this isn't so. We are asking you, and we are sincere when we say that Pat and Mike O'Daniel really appreciate your using Hillbilly Flower. Because it is by your use of Hillbilly that we are able to bring you these radio programs. And when you use Hillbilly, you are really helping two boys out that are trying to make success of their new business.